What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be rolling off with you on this Wednesday morning. Well, look, an awful lot to get into today, and most of it centered around the Phils and the Eagles. And the Phils primarily, because last night had a lot going on. Terrific win. Bryce injured. Ranger pitched great. Bryce hopefully not that injured. And, of course, no retaliation by any Philly pitcher or Rob Thompson. So we'll get into it all today. There's a lot there. Eagles OTA ongoing. More of that today, plus NBA and NHL playoffs. All of it on the table for you. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
New Jersey has more malls per square mile than any other U.S. state.
Wow.
State of New Jersey packs 28 malls into its borders. 28, Joe.
Well, it doesn't shock me from this standpoint. I think New Jersey has the most people per space, I think. So if you have a lot of people, then I guess you'd have a lot of malls.
I don't know that.
Which is incredible because the Pine Barrens is a big chunk in New Jersey with, like, you know, forest.
Have you been to this new mall? Apparently, there's a new second largest mall. I thought King of Prussia was the second largest.
Yep.
There's a new American Dream Mall in East Rutherford.
No, I don't know it.
It's now the second largest in the United States at 3 million square feet, and it opened in 2019.
Well, maybe the Phils can go there and find a pitcher that'll retaliate and buy one of them. Just asking. I mean, I'm just asking for a friend.
You know, if he would have retaliated yesterday, he would have been wrong.
Rev your engines, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. All
right. I thought that would have been the right move at first, Joe, but upon deeper inspection,
yeah.
Had he retaliated, he would have been wrong.
All right, so let me ask this question, and this goes for everyone listening right now, 215-592-9494. And John, you get first crack at it. There's three different things that are potentially top of mind with the Phillies. And I'm just curious, amongst other things, which is most top of mind for you. John, for you, is it the quality win, which it really was, a quality win over the Braves?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Bryce's condition? I mean, we don't know. Look, the good news is we know x-rays are negative. The bad news is, you know, we don't know how long it'll be out. Won't be a shock to me if he misses a couple games. Probably a very deep bruise. And the third thing is no retaliation. And will there be retaliation? And should there be retaliation? John, what is top of mind for you on those three things?
I thought initially. My thoughts changed as the night progressed. We're talking the third freaking batter, and it's the second pitch, and it's bang. I was positive Spencer Strider was aiming at Bryce Harper.
I think he was coming in
intentional.
I think he came
that
in.
That was my initial. Upon initial inspection, I was furious because I was convinced of that.
Okay.
So I spent the whole game feeling that way, and I'm waiting. Like, when is someone going to get plunked on their side?
Right.
And I was getting furious. Okay. You know, like, I'm making dinner for my kids,
I'm
steaming at the ears myself.
I'm proud, John.
But then after, when it was all said and done, when we did not retaliate at any point, I heard Spencer Strider discuss the situation, and I don't think he was aiming at Bryce Harper. I actually believe
I take back my clap, John.
I believe him.
He fooled you.
I think he respects the game a lot, and I appreciate that about Spencer Strider. I know that Bryce Harper respects the game a lot. I appreciate that about him
Part of the game is firing back, man. That's part of the game.
I get that. I think they both get that, and I think they would do that, and they understand all that. I don't think it was an intentional plunk his part.
Let's find out, obviously, at 215-592-9494, what everyone thinks, what you think. You can weigh in. Here's what I think. So top of mind for me is the retaliation thing. If we found out that Bryce's x-ray was not negative, then that would be top of mind. Because that would
change everything.
Yeah, that'd be like a 50 times bigger issue.
Yes.
Look, I would think Bryce will miss some games, but we'll see. You know, deep roots of that. I mean, look, in my opinion, and it's hard to remember it all through 7 years
games.
Now, but it's hard to remember it all. But I tend to think I've never seen Bryce in more pain. And that includes getting hit in the face, and that includes getting hit in the hand. The hand one knocked him out.
No, I think the hand one was the most pain.
The hand one,
he knew immediately.
I know
cursed
he did.
At Blake Snell.
I know
last night he was in pain.
No,
I'm telling you, dude.
That's fine.
We can disagree. I think the Blake Snell one was easily the most pain he was
in. So here's what I'd say. The Blake Snell one was the most angry. clearly. But I would say the most pain was last night. It is obviously debatable, but he was in, if you missed it, he was in a lot of pain. I mean, he was down for a long time. So that is noteworthy. And it's just hard for me to imagine he gets in there and grabs a bat tonight, but who knows? We'll see. Is it a DL situation again? Who knows? We'll see. Wouldn't shock me if it's, you know, 2, 3, 4 games, not quite DL. We'll see.
IL.
I still call it the DL, but that's
fine. I
know
you do.
That's fine. I'm on a roll here. I'm not looking to get into that. So here's the deal. What is top of mind for me, given that I do not believe Bryce Harper is likely out for a long time, is that I am disappointed the Phillies did not plunk a Brave, and I really hope they do it tonight. Listen, there is a way the game is played, and I will say this in Spencer Strider's defense. He played the game in an old-school way. He did. I do believe he came in intentionally on Bryce Harper. Do I know for sure he intended to hit him? I do not. Do I think that he intended to come in with a purpose pitch to, at the very least, back Bryce Harper off the plate and send a message to a baseball club that's 8.5 games in front of his team? I do. I do think he did that intentionally. And the game is played that way. And I'll say I respect that element of it. With that said, this is not turn the other cheek time. It's just not. Bryce Harper got hit twice over the weekend by the A's. You could tell he was really ticked on the second one. I forget the day.
I think it was three times.
I think it was
three
two times.
Three times with that one last night.
Yeah, three last night. Two against the A's.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, he's your best player. You know, I think he and Saquon are the two best players in Philadelphia sports. Like, if I'm Rob Thompson, I'm not messing around with this at all. So I was disappointed. And Ranger's my favorite Phil, and I've been very clear. Now, listen, Ranger, here's the thing. Circumstances do dictate sometimes when you're going to throw at a guy. I mean, the bottom line is Ranger was in a lot of situations last night. Guys were on base. The one inning, you got the bases loaded. You know, it wasn't exactly the easiest game because you had, for the most part, a 1-0 game for whatever it was, 6-7 innings. So, you know, this is a situation where there is some justification for not unleashing last night. But at some point, you just got to fire the guy's ribs. You just do. No head hunting. I would never call for that. Maybe other than Chris Chelios, you know, cracking Brian Propp's head in 1989, probably the only time I've wanted to see an opposing player's head cracked. Okay, cracked. Short of that, no, I'm not head hunting. I'm not. But if I'm Rob Thompson, I'm absolutely telling a player to drill the ribs. And if I'm one of the pitchers, I want to do it. It's the way the game's played. You hit my best player, and you freaking drilled him. Look, where do you stand? 215-592-9494. John, do you disagree with me?
Yeah.
You think they should not hit? Last night you wanted someone hit.
I think it was intentional.
Would you hit a player tonight?
I no longer would hit a player.
So your thing changed because of what Spencer Strider said?
It changed because of the feel of the entire situation.
That's weak.
And I don't want to risk losing. Look, we're on dicey ground right now.
Weak.
No, yeah. What's weak is losing games because you want to go plunk someone because of an unintentional hit by Spencer Strider. I believe it's unintentional.
What makes you think it was unintentional?
Because of what he said? Picture because of that.
What changed your mind? What he said?
No, it was just the feeling of the whole thing. The way his reverence for Bryce, the way he was open about that. I just felt the way he spoke. He was being honest, and he wasn't pulling any punches. He wasn't hiding anything. I think this guy. I don't like Spencer Strider, but I think he was being honest about it last night. The way it looked, the way it felt when it was all said and done. I bought whatever he was selling.
Well, I'll say this. I didn't expect to. Yeah, I followed baseball a long time. Rarely do I remember a pitcher saying I intentionally hit the guy.
Okay.
So I don't think he was telling the truth. I don't. James, you have often been let's not retaliate guy. Is that where you are with this one?
But
or
there's
not?
A reason for it. I just don't think the game is where it used to be anymore.
It's not.
I have moved forward with the game while you are still stuck where the game used to be. And I get it. Like, that's what I used to be like. But we're past that. They won 2-0. They got a win last night. They evened up the season series with the Braves. They lost 2-3 last time. Like, that's way more important. And I'm with Richie. Like, I really don't. I think Strider might have been throwing inside, like, just. like controlling the strike zone, taking care of the plate.
That's what I tend
to
think.
He did not hit Bryce Harper on purpose. I don't believe that. I don't think he would hit Bryce Harper in the elbow with a 97 mile per hour fastball on purpose. That's not Spencer Strider. If he was going to hit him, he'd hit him in the butt or in the ribs. Like, I don't think it was on purpose. If it wasn't on purpose, it's Little League to fight back. Like, fight back if a guy is hit on purpose. Fine. If he really does hit some, which we rarely see now.
So just to be clear, you would not hit somebody.
I would not. They won the baseball game. Like, Ranger could have gotten tossed if he hit somebody. Okay. Like, then you're into a bullpen that is already a mess.
So
you don't trust guys in the middle. It's so thin. You're already pushing pitchers deep. Like, I'm not giving up a game against the Braves when tiebreakers matter now.
Lose.
Like, I'm not giving up the
and
game.
And that includes if you're up 7-2 tonight and, you know, the eighth inning?
Well, I think it's past that. I think they missed the moment. Like, I don't.
Maybe not.
They're doing it. I
don't think they missed the moment, but you're on thin ice there. Devin, would you plunk someone?
I mean, like, the fan in me says yes, but I also, like, I'm rewatching it right now on my computer, and I can't tell if it was intentional or not. I really can't. I know that everyone thinks that it was. No one can tell.
No one can, and that's the problem. Yeah, you can't know for sure.
But I think I tend to side with James just in that, like, the Phillies and I think Rob Thompson are, you know, a mature team, and I don't think that they're the type, like, they don't really have the space either to be able to go out and just retaliate like that on a pitch that we don't know if it was intentional or not. Even though we don't like Spencer Strider, we hate the Braves, I just don't know if that's worth it.
Reed, you're throwing at someone tonight.
I'm in the Neanderthal Club with you, so I'm very happily there.
You and me versus the world today,
yes,
right? I think it's us versus the world today.
Me, Richie, and Devin.
I hope so, because I think Richie,
yeah,
Devin, and
Seltzer. Let's bring it back to the Neanderthal times.
Crazy
that's
talk
good.
Island.
Yeah, let's hurt people.
And I'm okay.
Yes, let's hurt people.
Yeah.
And yes.
Good. When they didn't do it on purpose. I don't believe they did it on
when
purpose.
When they knocked out my best player.
Not on purpose. Like, if I don't.
Maybe not.
But it's all about what I believe, right? If I'm making the decision, I don't believe they did on purpose. So if they didn't do it on purpose, I'm not going to do it too.
James, do you think he threw inside on purpose?
Yeah, it's baseball.
That's right.
He was throwing an inside pitch. I think every pitch is on purpose, whether it's outside or inside or up or down.
Do
like the attempt
like
is to throw the ball where you want to throw it every time. What are you talking about?
Oh,
like,
that doesn't matter, John.
Yeah, that does not matter.
He threw it his surgically repaired elbow.
Do you think Spencer Strider went after Bryce Harper?
I think he very, very well may have. But I know this.
Here's the reason why. I take a completely different view from John. He was laughing.
Yes, he was.
Post-game.
Yes, he was.
I mean, it was disgraceful.
I agree.
I have empathy.
Flippancy. He was flippant.
He was absolutely being a
jerk. And he was being sarcastic.
Yeah. So there was no empathy there.
Yeah.
So and here's the thing is, the way the game was unfolding, I didn't want Ranger to get thrown out. I wanted somebody to retaliate. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be Ranger.
So Romano had a shot in the ninth inning with a 2-run lead.
That would be crazy. It's 2-0 in the ninth.
Hold on. Everybody,
put the tying run on base, put the tying run at the plate.
So Romano had a shot in the ninth inning. There's two outs, there's nobody on, and there's the Braves' best player up. You could take that moment. Now, you play with fire, because if you hit Acuna, what's his name, Acuna?
Acuna. Yeah.
If you hit that guy, next guy could hit a home run, you could be in a tie game.
Yeah, he's the best home runner the next
guy.
So,
you know, it's a danger zone there.
Do you want to win the game or do you want to
do
have
both.
Some?
But you might not have a choice. It's a 2-0 game. It's a 1-0 game until the ninth inning. You don't have a choice.
Well, you ready?
Because if you put that runner on, he hits a home run. You could lose the game.
Here's
the
deal. This is a damn good hitter. Inning.
Tonight, you do it.
Oh, 100%. That's what when we got.
Bang.
When they got
Zach Wheeler? You want Zach Wheeler to do it?
Here's what I want tonight.
Bang!
Acuna's ribs. Period. End of story.
But don't you think the best retaliation is just beating the Braves
winning
and making sure they don't make the postseason?
I think the best retaliation is
bang!
Acuna's ribs. And I win the game. Maybe because I knock him out also.
Can I also say something? I'm not putting the blame on Bryce at all. Why, if it is his surgically repaired elbow, why did he not have pads?
I was surprised by that.
Uncomfortable hitting that way. It's the only thing that makes any sense. Because Bonds used to wear it. A lot of guys wear it. He must just not feel comfortable swinging his arm.
I would agree with that. First thing James and I have agreed on today. All right, where do you stand?
Probably the last thing, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, where do you stand?
It also suggests that it must not be that bad. You know, like that it doesn't need the protection.
I don't think a fastball is going to re-injure his elbow in the nature of how his elbow was injured. I mean, it's more to me about a potential fracture, which he apparently does not have.
The X-rays are negative.
215-592-9494. Would you retaliate or not? Were you disappointed that they did not? Let's also talk about the quality win. It was a great win. Ranger is a stud. Okay, love that guy. And should they retaliate tonight? Jota Cameron, John Rich, your phone calls on all of this. Rev your engines, ladies and gentlemen. 215-592-9494. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you know, it's the best place to find all of your favorite player props. And there's so many different ways that you can obviously bet, including to be a smarter better with new performance trends in mind. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, well, you can. Or maybe flirting with that potential triple-double. By the way, Indiana's guy got a triple-double last night in incredible fashion. Well, get the latest stats right now inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get really, really interesting because you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win really big. And you can do that at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Remember, you can get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. It's so many ways to bet, whether it's baseball tonight, whether it's basketball and hockey with the ongoing playoffs, all these sports at FanDuel.com/hammer.